The vehicle Lando had prepared, resting on the white, dusty soil in front of the mine entrance building, had apparently started its existence as an airspeeder. It had the same low, rectangular frame with a central passenger compartment that was ubiquitous to that class of vehicle. But this was a hardtop model, and emerging from the center of the roof was a small turret. Protruding from that were twin barrels, one no wider in diameter than Han's thumb, one wide enough nearly to fit his fist. He recognized them as a slug-throwing blaster and a grenade launcher, ancient designs seldom seen toward the galactic core, but more prevalent in outer rim worlds and less developed planets. The turret looked like a recent patch job. There were signs of new welding around it, and the turret, a dull metallic gray, had not been painted tan like the rest of the vehicle. On the metal surfaces over the engine compartment and cargo compartment were other recent additions, blue transparisteel bubbles that housed sensor equipment. They were on patches of metal where paint had been burned away and leads punched through so wiring and connectors could pass from the sensors into the vehicle's interior. Han experimentally rapped on the speeder's frame and viewports with his knuckles. Both areas returned reassuringly deep thumps.
"Armored?" Leia asked.
Tendra nodded.
"Used to be a speeder for shuttling visiting dignitaries between the prison and the landing field. It's old, but sturdy. Sort of like Lando."
She winked in her husband's direction. Lando shot her a dirty look, but addressed Han instead.
"The grenade launcher has two modes, two sorts of ammunition. The switch is on the weapons control yoke. One mode is fragmentation explosives. Very nasty. Be at least 50 meters away from one of those when it goes off, even if you're inside the vehicle. The other is a decoy we came up with for dealing with the spiders in a non-violent way. Fires a flying drone with a very powerful heat package in it. Gives off an energy signature brighter than a squad of miners. It automatically steers to avoid walls and has a flight duration of about a minute. Fire it off, let the spider chase after it, and go the other way."
"Well, it's no Falcon," Han said, "but it'll have to do."
Inside, piled on the rear seat, were thermal suits, infrared goggles, spare breath masks with numerous replacement oxygen canisters and batteries, extra energy packs for the thermal suits, cases of food and water, and backpack weapons firing ammunition similar to the vehicle's turret systems. Han caught Lando's eye.
"How long do you actually expect us to stay down there?"
"As long as you want or need to. I actually packed the vehicle for myself. Over the last couple of weeks, Nia and Tendra and I have all taken her down there, looking for a cause for the trouble and planting sensors for the seismologists, with no luck."
"Fair enough."
Han took a deep breath, trying to dispel memories of the desperate flight he, Chewbacca, and Kip Duran had taken through those shafts and tunnels more than 30 years before. It didn't help.
"Let's go."
Clad in thermal suits, pallid yellow jumpsuits of a slick, heat-retentive cloth, further warmed by a network of tubes laced through the surface, and breath masks, Han and Leia boarded the speeder, Han at the controls. In moments, the passenger compartment pressurized, and they could remove their breath masks. They gave one last wave to the Calrissians and Nia Nunba, then Han started the vehicle's motivators and set it into forward motion. Ahead was the building surrounding the main mine entrance. Han followed its old rail tracks to the door, which obligingly rolled open before them. Once through, Han activated the speeder's external lights. They illuminated a vast single chamber, its ceiling crisscrossed with metal beams with mobile winches hanging from them. There was no floor, just a crater, a gigantic bowl cut out of the gray-white stone, vanishing into darkness at its deepest point, the exact center. The rail tracks led straight down the hole. His shoulders riding up and going rigid with tension, Han followed the rails. In moments, the angled bowl dropped out from beneath them, and they descended on repulsors alone down a vertical shaft that seemed endless.